یہ ایس بی ایس اردو ہے۔
ایٹ دا اینڈ آف دا نیڈوک ویک آئی ہیو اے اسپیشل گیسٹ ود می، شیما عبداللہ، ہو از این ایبوریجنل مسلم۔ ہائی شیما، آئی ویلکم ٹو دا ایس بی ایس اردو پروگرام۔
ہائی
شیما، یو جسٹ ریٹرن فرام اے اسپیشل نیڈوک ایونٹ ان پیرامیٹا ایٹ دا کلوزنگ ڈے آف دا نیڈوک ویک۔ واٹ واز دس ایونٹ آل اباؤٹ؟
نیڈوک ویک، well, this event is just to bring the Aboriginal community together, and not just the Aboriginal community, it's for everyone, it's for the general public as well. It's about awareness, so it's really about reflecting on history, you know, like looking back at, you know, certain events that have happened in the past, you know, how we can move forward, make change, you know, what the general community can do to get together and make this happen.
Does NAIDOC Week make a difference in terms of addressing core issues of the native people of Australia?
NAIDOC Week is, you know, not only does it bring us closer to our culture and you know, reflect on history, it brings awareness to you know, to a lot of other places as well. I mean everybody gets involved in NAIDOC Week. You've got all the corporate companies, you know, they get involved, a lot of corporate companies get involved in NAIDOC Week, you know, and they really recognize their Indigenous employees as well. I think that's great, but I just feel as though, you know, like, even though it's a special week for us, I just feel as though there's you know, there should be more put in place.
Is the NAIDOC Week is playing any role in bridging the gap between the mainstream Australians and the Aboriginal people?
Me personally, I don't think it's enough. I don't think one week is enough to bridge that gap, one week in a year. I think that there needs to be more done to bridge that gap.
It is a celebration across Australia, can be traced back to 1920, so having the significance of recognition of Aboriginals in Australian Constitution?
Most definitely. I think we don't get the recognition that we deserve. I feel as though that we are being silenced too much. Without any questions, we should be able to speak about the Aboriginal, the Indigenous community, you know, ourselves, and not have somebody else speak for us.
You are an Aboriginal, a woman, and a Muslim. Does these elements of your identity create issues for you more than any other Aboriginal?
I feel as though, especially with what, especially with, you know, what's happening, not just Australia, but in the world, when it comes to Muslims living in Western countries, I feel as though, and especially Australia, to be honest with you, like, I blame the media for a lot of the negativity towards Muslims. But I just feel as though being an Indigenous woman and being Muslim, you know, my ties to this country and my ancestry, like, it really connects me from both sides, and there's no denying. And I mean, I've had a lot of people, you know, say a lot of negative things to me and say that I've, you know, I'm a sellout and I've sold out, you know, on my sold out my culture for my religion. But that's not true. You know, I still identify as an Indigenous woman. I am Muslim, and I feel as though they're two very strong ties to have to this country. Especially with what's going on, you know, like I said, like all the negativity towards Muslims. You know, like when somebody tells me to go back to my own country, go back to your own country, or someone throws a racial remark towards me, I feel as though, you know, it just comes down to lack of education, and I just feel as though that, how can I say, it kind of gets a bit frustrating, because a lot of the comments that are thrown towards Muslims, it just comes down to lack of education and ignorance, because they just don't want to know the truth. They don't want to accept the truth. That Muslims have been here and they've had close ties with indigenous, you know, the indigenous community. They've had close ties with them for many, many, many years.
Do you feel Australia has a problem of racism somewhere underneath?
Definitely. There's a lot of, especially with Indigenous Australians as well, there is a lot of ignorance. Like, there's just people that just don't want to accept the truth and they don't want to acknowledge what their ancestors have done. They don't want to acknowledge what their ancestors have done in the past.
So that is not so you are saying that is not the ignorance, but that is a deliberate act not to acknowledge. Is it correct?
Yeah, that's correct. They just don't want to accept that, you know, whatever their ancestors have done in the past, has no relevance to them being here today.
Do you want to share some of your own stories? Is how you traced yourself out as a Muslim and your surname Abdullah should have a story behind it?
Yes. Well, my mother's maiden name was Abdullah. See, when I was growing up, I didn't know a lot about my past, my family history. And when my mother passed away, that's when I went out and I actually I did a lot of research myself, you know, finding out the meaning of Abdullah, you know, just tracing back. I ended up getting all my family records from Western Australia. And when I was reading through those records, you know, it traces back right back to when my Afghan ancestors were here as Kamilis. So there was a lot of history. I mean, a lot of it is in, like, calligraphy, so it's very hard to understand the writing because it was from way back.
It was your personal curiosity which took you to trace down your ancestors. Your mother never shared anything?
No, my mother, prior to her passing away, she never really spoke about her upbringing, and I can understand why, because when I received our family history records from Western Australia, I received them from the Department of Western Australian Department of Child Protection, and when I received those records and I was reading through you know, the history of my family, I could understand why my mother didn't want to talk about it, because it was quite traumatic. And I can understand why she was, I mean, I don't know how they went through back in those days. And my mother was put into a mission as well. It was just horrible, you know, like, yeah, that the way that they were treated.
Islam was your religion at home, or you revealed it yourself?
I reverted to Islam in 2001.
So before that, your mother and your other family relatives, whoever having the name Abdullah as a surname, they were not claiming themselves as a Muslim?
No, and the reason being is because when they were put into missions, the missions were run by the Christians. So it was kind of forced upon them, and that's the religion that they adapted to, or they were forced to adapt to, because the children were taken away from their parents and they were divided. Like, my mum wasn't with all her siblings in the one mission, so they were all divided, and that's the sad thing, because I believe that if they grew up, you know, there could have been a possibility that they could have grown up with the faith, with Islam. But because they were forced into missions, it eventually went away, and it's just sad. I mean, I know that there is a lot of Indigenous Muslims that were born into the religion and they still practice Islam till today.
As you mentioned, that at your home, all your peers and family members, no one was aware that they are Muslim, but you traced it yourself.
The information that I can collect from here is pretty much what I've already collected. Mm-hmm. But tracing back to, you know, Pakistan, Afghanistan, it's very difficult to do because I don't have the connections over there to be able to do that.
Did you ever plan to go to that part of the world?
I would really like to. I love traveling. I've traveled to many destinations around the world. But I would really like to go back there.
مزید دلچسپ معلومات کے لیے sbs.com.au/اردو پر جائیے۔